Network.
Welcome to A Call to Greatness with host, spiritual counselor, psychic, and energy management trainer, Victoria Post. In this hour, Victoria and her guests explore our individual and collective calls to greatness and support you in finding the courage and resources you need to follow through. Can you hear it? Your greatness is calling. Now here's your host, Victoria Post.
Greetings, blessings, and welcome to A Call to Greatness. I am Victoria Post, spiritual counselor, psychic energy management trainer, and we are going to have some fun today. I know that a lot of people have been having some difficult times of late, and I just decided it was time to have a little fun. So in today's show, we are going to be working with one of my favorite topics, which is the voice. I've been told on numerous occasions that it's one of my greatest assets. I'm sure there have been times in my life I've been told to quiet it down, that it's also one of my liabilities. But nonetheless, we are going to work with the voice, its power, its impact, how to work with it more effectively and more efficiently, and finally, how to connect a little deeper to your own soul voice. So the voice is not the only expression of the soul, but it is certainly one. You can express yourself through your face, through your body, your whole body, the words that you choose. There are lots of ways to communicate effectively, to express your greatness in the world. The voice is one of them. It is, I believe, a very important one. So I'd like to welcome my demo. She volunteered to be brave and be my demo on the show, Veronica Elvey. Veronica, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome. Nice to be here.
Okay, so I want you to notice the similarity in the voices. Veronica, say that same sentence. I want you to notice the similarity in the voice.
Let's remember what I said.
No, just say repeat my sentence.
Oh,
okay. I want
you
to notice the similarity in the voices.
I want you to notice the similarity in the voices.
Good job. Veronica is my twin sister. So I asked her to be the demo because part of what we're going to work with is also listening. And the voice can be very dramatic or very subtle. So as you hear her demo and you hear her speak on today's show, you'll have an opportunity to actually listen to the subtle differences. And this is also a way to show you that no matter how close you are to someone, we're identical, your voice is unique. The timbre, the way you use it, it's like a thumbprint. It's your unique soul print, if you will, on the world. So, we are going to begin today's show with a little sound collage. I thought it would be a good way to start a show about the power of your voice, to actually let you have an experience of how you are impacted by hearing different voices. So at the last minute, I put together a collage of some different voices. You hear a lot of me using my voice in different ways. There are a couple of places here where the content of this collage is fairly compelling, so you may have to kind of take a minute to get the content, but also pay attention to the voice. I did it for the voices. I'm also using old technology, so just a warning that when I start the collage and then when it's over and it comes back to me, you will hear just a very slight pause. Not to worry, I'll be there. It's just because of what I have to do. I'm actually using old 80s technology, like technology from 1980s, that I used in my news radio days. So some of the high fidelity of today's technology might not quite be there. But I'd like to invite you to just take a moment to sit back, to open your ears, to open your mind, and your ability to listen, take in, let yourself be impacted by the voices. On couple of these examples, you'll be hearing more than one voice. And just notice if you are impacted differently by the different voices. Now, you're gonna hear me in one of my not so pretty moments on Mount Shasta. So, enjoy the collage, enjoy the little snippets of life, and just pay attention to the voices. Here we go.
Robin! Robin! Yes, hi! 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 Hi!
Yes, I know!
I heard she was telling you! She was telling you! Yes, she was telling you! Hi! Oh! Here we go! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Robin. Happy birthday to you.
But going to push actually downhill, not uphill.
Like that?
The benefit, if you do that,
is you can kick in.
Not only that, but you're working with your big muscles instead of your small muscles.
Uh-huh.
And it's amazing, just temporarily to do that as a relief.
Yeah.
Because, you know, your calves get tired if you keep heading into the mountain.
Uh-huh.
But if you can point your feet downhill, then it's the big muscles, it's the quads that do the work, and your calves can relax.
Okay, let's see if I can balance doing that.
Yeah.
Now, don't turn. You're turning.
Oh, of course.
So you're going up the hill. You want to keep going up the hill. That's to your right, actually.
Right.
About 10 degrees to your right. So you don't need to turn your shoes for that. You just head into it.
I don't...
You want to tell us a little bit what's going on?
Well, I hit a wall. Where I wasn't sure I could go anymore. Feeling a little scared.
Yeah. We're almost at 12,000 feet.
Well, that's worth celebrating.
Yeah. We're going to do a short loop from here on up. We're going to hit the sun soon, which means it'll get warmer, which will feel better.
That'll feel better.
Yeah. 20 minutes, we'll hit the sun.
Okay.
I guess. All right.
And the faster you give her that chance to know you without excess petting or without excess, you know, oh my girl, the more, the closer she comes to you right from the beginning. But her mind is very complicated too. A lot of people, it's just an animal, it's just a dog. It's not so. They feel, and we know now, the latest studies have established without any doubt that dogs have a thinking problem. They think, a process I should rather say, a thinking process. They think, they don't just instinctively act, they think. And so therefore it's very important for me to make the people understand that the dog too has feelings and understandings, and they don't talk like we do. They don't have, of course, the very same opinion about things. Thanks, heaven.
Really?
Otherwise, they wouldn't serve you that long. But they do think and they do feel exactly what goes on in your soul more than people realize. And sometimes the blind people are very hard, the blind students are very hard to penetrate, to make them believe that the dog is an individual. And they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're made out of stardust like we. They have the same basic life in them like we have, that spark of life. And that also includes their mind.
And it is about hammering out the process that we will be talking about this evening.
as there are more and more questions being raised about what is actually happening with downtown, with the businesses, as we continue to rebuild Santa Cruz. Tonight we will be focusing not so much on the future of downtown and the future visions, but on the present, what's happening with plans that are now being submitted or will be submitted, what is being done, what is currently being considered, who is doing that considering. These are just some of the questions, and you will, during the show, have an opportunity to raise questions that you are sitting on with our guests in the studio. In the studio with me this evening is Santa Cruz Mayor Marty Wormhout, a UC lecturer Mike Rodkin, who is currently on the committee to rebuild downtown, John Livingston, the owner of Logos Books, and Peter Katzelberger, who is director of planning for the city of Santa Cruz. Welcome, all of you. And finally, this.
Hello and welcome to A Call to Greatness. Can you understand me? Do you think my voice would be good enough for the radio? I wonder if the network was considering liking me to host the show. Ha 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 ha.
And that last voice, of course, was the voice of my computer. And with a whole different timbre, just to bring the technology up into the 21st century. So I'd like you to just take a moment to notice what impacted you, how you were impacted, what really struck you about the different voices, whether you're more drawn to the higher voices, like the woman who said, oh, that's beautiful, or the deeper voice of the trainer talking about the dog. Just how did different voices affect you? And to notice that, and when we come back from a short break, we're going to actually work with how you can create the impact you wish to create with your voice. And so just take a moment to gather your thoughts, to take in, to breathe in and take in the impact of this particular collage. So do stay with us, and Ryan, if you would be so kind as to just guide us for the break so we can come back and then do more work right here on A Call to Greatness and the power of my voice and your voice and our voices as a collective.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritofthepost.com. spiritalalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness, and I am Victoria Post, and I'm here today with Veronica Elzey, my identical twin, and we are exploring the power of your voice. So, I'd like to start this section. Veronica, just some fun of it, what did you notice? What impacted you? Now, I know you know some of the people in that collage, and you know the context, which adds something. But what were you aware of in terms of voices?
I was aware of the fact that the male voices were really kind of in that position of security and had the calm, and the female voices had kind of the emotion, the excitement. And one of the things that struck me was that when the piece came on where you were introducing the town hall meeting, it mm-hmm. took me quite a while to realize that was you.
Yes, the news voice.
Because mm-hmm. it was just in a different capacity, mm-hmm. and it mm-hmm. was kind of at a higher pitch, and all of a sudden, about halfway through, I went, whoa, that's her!
Yeah. In these instances, the male voices did actually hold that kind of sound of security. And so one of the things that I found when I'm doing something, if I pay attention to my own voice and I only allow the fear, the panic, I only allow that, then that's where I go. And so it's you know, there are certain ways that men can kind of learn to hold that position. So I was looking for some tape that was the reverse.
Yeah, and yet there is a way that the fear and panic in your voice on Shasta told the story of what it was like up there that nothing else could have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you had me with you. I mean, I'd heard it before, but you mm-hmm. had me with you up there on Shasta. You know, my heart was starting to pound. So, you know, it's not as useful.
So, right. The voice certainly can bring through lots of emotions. And when I work I work with a community radio station, a Pacifica radio station, and I train news people. And what I tell them is, with your voice, even when you are reading news, the job of the news person is to bring through the color of the story. This is how I really honed, I think, my understanding and my particular way of using my voice, is knowing that my job was to bring through the color of that story. And so, in the same way, all of you, your task is to bring through the color in your own life story, the color in your life. So we're going to do that. I'm going to give you some of the training that I give to the news people, minus the news reading part, of course. And the first thing that I want you to understand about your voice is that it is a muscle, that your voice needs training, it needs strengthening, it needs lubrication, it needs pending, just the same as your quadriceps and your calves and all the other muscles that you, your heart muscle, your voice needs that same kind of care. So one of the things that I recommend, I'll give you an early practice that you can start right away. Since you're going to be using your voice at least in some capacity during the day, the first thing I recommend is that when you get up in the morning, warm up your voice. The same way you would stretch your muscles and stretch your body, stretch your voice. Okay, so can you imagine how you might stretch your voice? Of course, by making noise, my specialty. So one way that I stretch my voice is just to make sounds like this. Just anything that gets your voice kind of like wake up. So any of you who can, if you're obviously, if you're sitting in the middle of an office in your cubicle, people might think you've kind of lost something, but if you can, just take a moment to wake up your voice. So Veronica, we get to wake yours up.
oh boy.
So again, almost anything will do it. It's like when you get up and you say good morning and your voice has that groggy kind of good morning. So just kind of take a good breath and imagine stretching your body, kind of moving your body a little bit to just to get the blood flowing, and just go ahead and move your voice. Go ahead and let it. Okay. Now what I'm noticing about you is that every time you did it, you skipped the middle. Okay, you did the high range, you did the low range, you skipped the middle. So try it again without skipping the middle.
Interesting, I hadn't even noticed that.
There you go. Yeah, good. And you also want to use your voice. It does require not only your vocal cords, but your a lot of other muscles that we're going to talk about, such as your mouth. So to use your voice, especially if you are going to have a difficult conversation, if you are going to give a speech, if you are going to go ask for a raise, if you are really angry and you got to go tell somebody that you're really angry, okay? Loosen your jaw. Okay, so just loosen your jaw and your tongue and your lips. Your tongue and your lips. Excellent. See, it runs in our family. We like making noise.
Yeah, you ought to see our reunions.
So once you have your tongue and lips and jaws loosened, then the most important aspect in working with the voice, so this I will say several times, is breathing. Your voice, you are asking your voice to represent you. You are asking your voice to speak what's on your mind, in your heart, in your soul. Okay? You're asking to speak whatever it is, whether it's a result that you have to communicate to someone. It doesn't matter. Your voice in that moment is the messenger. So it needs support. Okay? Any messenger that gets sent out on the front lines needs support. Your voice is no exception. How you support your voice is with your breath. So the kind of breath, even though your voice, it's kind of like opening bellows, you know, of an accordion all the way down, getting air moving through the actual vocal cords. They kind of go in and out and back and forth, like little, again, like bellows on an accordion. And then the air moves through your diaphragm. Okay, everything's expanding and contracting. Where you want the support to come from, however, is down in your belly, down in your pelvis, down in the perineum. So you want to imagine, if you can, you know, kind of practice this. This is all going to take practice. But breathing in all the way down, like, use tightening a little bit in that perineum area and in your lower pelvis and your very, very, very lower back. Okay, just a little bit of tightening. And as you breathe in, you can allow yourself to expand. And as you exhale, if you are looking to support your voice, you want to tighten those muscles a little bit. So if I don't do it, this is what I sound like. Hello, I'm happy to see you. If I tighten it, this is what I sound like. Hello, I'm happy to see you. And I have changed nothing of the volume. So can you imagine, Veronica, like, just do a real quick try here.
Hello, it's just about break time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then, hello, it's just about break time, isn't it?
Yes, and notice that the second one sounded a little more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of play with that on the break, and we'll continue with a few more techniques when we return on A Call to Greatness.
Awakened Media for a Transforming World. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
Dad, let's sing that bedtime song.
Rock-a-bye baby by Newton's treetop. His first law of motion, make sure you won't stop. The same rules of physics apply to a ball, while gravity is a force that makes things fall.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, but it's never too early to set your daughter's future in motion. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or a comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
And welcome back to A Call to Greatness. And I am Victoria Post, spiritual counselor, psychic, and energy trainer. If you do want to get more information about my work, you can feel free to check out my website at www.spiritalive.com. There you can also find out how to schedule even individual voice sessions with me if you want to work more on this topic. So back to the topic. At the break, I left you practicing your breathing, and one way to kind of start practicing is to take a breath, expand, get all the air, and then ha, ha, ha. So I can imagine how that's coming through. Ha, ha, ha. To actually practice letting the air go. Because what you want to do is the only part of your body that should be kind of a little bit of tension, a little tight, is that, like, right at the whole base of your body. It's the perineum and in those lower pelvic muscles and lower back muscles. And so as you breathe out, ha, 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 you want your upper body loose so the air can move all the way up and through and out your mouth.
Ha,
okay?
Ha, ha. But I'm finding that when I do it,
mm-hmm.
I either feel like I'm pushing, and it's not just letting it out, but I'm pushing in order
mm-hmm.
to keep it tense,
mm-hmm.
and I end up kind of holding myself tighter
mm-hmm.
just as when I start thinking about what I'm doing.
Right, right. This is something that you have to practice, but the idea, sometimes when I do it, what I actually do is will stand up and kind of swing my arms and move my upper body a little bit just to get me in a position of relaxing it. And the more you relax it, what happens is the tightening of the muscles does the pushing the air out. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You don't have to think, I got to push the air out. The tightening of the muscles, all you have to do then is talk, and the tightening of the muscles actually pushes the air out. And if what I tell people who are in news, if you are ever reading a very long sentence and you just can't figure out where the pause is because there's no punctuation and you just push a little more, you can actually get everything out. So just by kind of tightening those muscles just down there, that pushes the air out.
And, of course, the training is figuring out the difference between tightening them and tensing them.
Yes, yes. And there is really a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Between tightening and tensing. Okay, so all you want to do is tighten it. It's just a little practice. Okay, so this is how you give your voice the support that it needs. Okay, and so no matter what you are doing with your voice, and we're going to talk about about that a little bit later, about the intention with your voice. But no matter what you do, this is how you give it support, and this is how you will sound a little bit more to others like you sound to yourself. Do you know why you don't sound as good when you hear yourself on tape as you do in your own head?
Well, because you hear the resonance and the rattling around in your head?
Well, not exactly the rattling around, but you do hear the resonance. Bone is a conductor. Bone is a conductor, so your voice is being conducted to your ear through the bone in your head, and it amplifies it. And so that is why you do sound different on tape. I would encourage all of you to get in the habit of occasionally taping yourself, listening to yourself. Listen to your voicemail. Listen to your answering machine. Hear how you sound. That will tell you a lot about how others are perceiving you. So if you can do it and listen somewhat objectively, it'll take a while sometimes to get past it. I hate how I sound. I hate how I sound. Most of us don't sit there and go, we hate how you sound, we hate how you sound. You just don't sound as good as you do to you. So back to the techniques, I'm trying to get a lot in a short time here. The other thing I noticed, Veronica, when you were working, is that you don't open your mouth very much. And so this is the other thing. When you are trying to get words out, when you're feeling a little, any of you, when you're feeling a little vulnerable, when you have something to say that is kind of tough or whatever, we try to close our mouth and then the words can't come out and it comes out a little fast and things get mumbled. So if you think about actually opening your mouth a bit, not like really, really wide, but opening your mouth a little bit, so that your tongue isn't up against your teeth, but is more in the middle of the roof of your mouth. That will allow you to speak more clearly. It will allow you to speak more credibly. It will allow you to speak in a way that really is more connected to you. It will allow the air to come through. It will allow you to speak in a way that is more supported.
But don't you need to have your tongue in different places to say different vowels and different consonants?
Not really. I mean, it's not like you don't want to hold your up against the roof of your mouth.
No.
You can't talk. But if you keep it more back, okay, when I keep it back, it still moves. It's not rigidly in one place.
Right.
But listen to this, okay, my tongue is more back in the middle of my mouth. A, E, I, O, ooh, la, 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 la. Okay, now I'm moving it more forward. A, E, I, O, la, ooh, la, 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 la. Can you hear the difference? It's
mm-hmm.
subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear it?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so
the forward sound is kind of more like all of the rock stars on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
That little girl voice, you can
mm-hmm.
do that way.
Yeah, that's what happens to my voice. What will also happen is that when your tongue comes forward,
mm-hmm.
you will automatically close your jaw. When your tongue is a little further back, to support it, your jaw has to be more in its actual normal position. Okay, so just try a sentence, Veronica, with that one.
In which
like,
position?
Imagine, do it first, let your tongue just be wherever it wants to go. Do it
okay.
Do one sentence, just kind of unconsciously.
My tongue is somewhere, I'm not paying any attention.
Okay, now I want you to consciously move your tongue kind of to the middle of the roof of your mouth.
My tongue is somewhere I'm not paying any attention.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you feel any different?
I did. I felt that the shape of my mouth was different.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly did open it further.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It felt like my lower jaw was more forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so if you can learn to relax in that position, it will help your diction, this all of you, it will help your diction, it will help the air to move all the way through and out your mouth. Okay, so what we want with your voice, the main thing for efficiency, for effectiveness, is good support, good mouth position, and flexibility. Okay, so one of the reasons I had all of you listen to the impact that different voices had on you is so that you could begin to think about what you do with your voice, how you bring through different feelings. Can you do a lot of things? So range is key. Many people, when they are talking, you can hear it on their voicemail, they can get kind of monotone and it's very hard to listen to. Okay? Now, most people don't do that in normal conversation, but as soon as they are either reading or doing something that's more vulnerable or explaining something, that's often what happens. So, one way that I use, one technique that I use to increase flexibility is to exaggerate. Okay? Exaggerate. So, if, for instance, if you were going to say, Veronica, if you were going to say something like, you know, I really don't like what you did today. It just really bothered me. You know, in that vein.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just how, kind of say it how you would normally say it.
You know, I really don't like what you did today. It really bothered me.
Okay? So now I want you to exaggerate this. Okay? I want you to exaggerate
okay.
it. And this would be something not to do with the other person, but just to do when you are practicing, okay? This is all practice. Okay? So I want you to really exaggerate, like, you know, the worst crime in the world has suddenly been committed.
You know, I really don't like what you did today.
Mm-hmm.
It really bothered me.
Okay, great. Okay, Now come back and say it normally.
You know, I really don't like what you did today. It really bothered me.
Okay? Generally, what will happen is if you are kind of hesitant about speaking a little bit more forcefully or a little bit more lovingly or a little bit more seductively, you know, you could just really exaggerate the seduction. Then when you come back and you want to do it in a way that works, you aren't afraid of it. You aren't afraid of letting that sound, letting that emotion come through your voice. So when you are on your own and you are rehearsing a speech, a conversation, you are getting ready for the day, this is one way to prepare yourself. Okay, if you find that you are speaking mostly in lower tones and your range never goes above this one and you're just staying down here, okay, then you want to start exaggerating and talk up here for a while and really get to know this upper range so that when you come back to normal, your range includes that higher range. Okay, so Vani, are you, Veronica, are you aware of where you speak most of the time?
I think I am.
Yeah. Generally, when you get animated, what I hear in your voice is, hi, and then you drop.
Right.
So you aren't supported by the middle. And this is a real way to know that, in a way, your work is building up your core, building up the middle, literally the, like the middle of your body, building the middle so the high and low are supported.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, and we're going to talk a little bit more about how to support your soul, how to support what you want to do with your voice when we return on A Call to Greatness. Stay with us, and you have a last opportunity to call in if you'd like to join. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
Adding fractions is nothing.
For real?
Look, these are denominators. You multiply this one so that it's the same as that, then you add them up.
Man, that's easy.
Charles Bennett dreamed of returning to the old neighborhood as a teacher, but without money for college, only half of his dream came true. He's back in the old neighborhood.
Well, enough math. I gotta deliver these sandwiches.
Please support the United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. A message from the UNCF and the Ad Council.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or a comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
And welcome back to the final segment of this show in A Call to Greatness. And again, we are working today with the power of the voice. And pay attention, though. Even when you, if you do, you know, listen to commercial ads and things, that a lot of their power comes through the delivery and the vocal delivery. So, we've talked about some techniques for working with your voice, breathing. One thing I did want to mention with the breathing, if you really get this so that you're not forcing the air, you're not forcing the voice through your throat, and you actually breathe in a supported way from those lower pelvic muscles and really down from the perineum, you won't get tired using your voice. You may get tired for other reasons, but not using your voice. That's how, for example, as a news anchor, I could actually do an hour-long newscast. So that will also give you extra energy. In this segment of the show, I want to address more of the soul, the emotional connection. And Veronica and I were just start chatting a little at the break. Veronica, you brought up a question during the break.
Oh, right. And that was, what's the process when an emotion that you feel sort of unconsciously guides your voice? So something happens and without even thinking about it, and unconsciously we're into that upset voice, or that, you know, that it happens and we're not actually even thinking about
it's the same thing that happens to your face. You know, people's faces will turn red if they're angry, or the lip will quiver. I think the body in general wants to express what's in your soul, what's in your emotions. And the exactly what happens physiologically, I actually don't know all the details, other than your body wants to go toward wholeness. And so one of the ways that I actually work to strengthen the connection between my voice and what's happening in me is by what I call my shamanic singing practice. This is one of the ways that I got the name of Soul Singer. That is that I give myself about 10 minutes a day to be wherever I am, where I'm by myself. Sometimes I walk around, sometimes I move, sometimes I don't, to simply let my voice express whatever is in me. So I don't filter it, I don't set any kind of agenda, I just give the time and let it express. And sometimes, because I'm a singer and I like to sing, sometimes it'll come out that way, like a song, sometimes it will come out words, sometimes it will come out sounds. But it's a little bit like authentic movement, where you don't censor it, but you simply let your voice move whatever is inside of you. It's the way that you can really get to your core and what's really underneath a lot of initial personality traits and feelings, is to just let things move out of the way. And then you want to bring in the idea of intentionality. So one of the things you mentioned earlier, Veronica, I can't remember if it was on or off the air, is that you can actually use your voice to help change your pattern. You can actually decide what your intention is with regard to your voice. You might set an intention that says, I want to use my voice to bring about healing, Okay, that doesn't mean you don't get angry. It doesn't mean that you don't get upset. But it does mean that you bring another quality through in your voice. So I don't know if that totally answers your question, Veronica.
Yeah. So the example that I gave when we were talking off the air was you've had the little snit with the spouse, and you get into the habit of talking a certain way to your spouse on those days. Yeah, okay, I'll fix dinner. I'll be okay. Yeah. Hi. Okay. And then your best friend calls on the phone and you go, "Hi, how are you?" You know, that does the body respond so that if you bring in a little more of that, "Hi, how are you," to your husband, it actually shifts what's going on between you without, you know, being dishonest. But
Absolutely. And, of course, what would make that even more powerful for you is to say, "I, not you."
Mm-hmm.
When I'm talking to my husband and
yeah.
my friend calls up. So,
but I was speaking in general.
Well, I understand that.
But I do know what you mean.
I understand that. But, you know, most of us get in the habit of speaking in generalities, and it's not always true for everyone.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this one probably is pretty general, but again, depending on what you want to use your voice for, okay, that what if you use your voice to speak your experience and then include other people in that experience. I know what happens for me is blah, 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 blah. How about you? It's a much more powerful way to use your voice. You don't dismiss yourself that way.
Okay.
You don't, it's like many, many times, how often do we hear, "Oh, gosh, we don't have a voice in the government. We don't have a voice in anything that's happening." And then when you go to vote, somebody says, "Let your voice be heard. Let your voice be heard." And one of the things that I'd like to make sure I leave all of you with is that you have a voice. It is needed. And these techniques, the breathing to support it, really supporting it from the middle, intentionality, intentionally connecting your voice to you, then you're more open. You're actually in a better position to communicate to other people and to hear what they say to you. Okay, because the other part of using your voice is listening. And then also the work, again, exaggerating when you're practicing so you're not afraid of letting emotion show in your voice. Many people practice in front of a mirror so that you get good at your facial expressions. So you need to practice in front of a vocal mirror. And I provided the vocal mirror today through my sister. She's been a great mirror. So it's important to have a vocal mirror to practice, to get good at those emotions, to really find out what you sound like in this range, to let yourself sound kind of dorky. Okay? Let yourself sound really seductive. To let yourself sound like a bully. Okay? It's a way of actually being more comfortable with energies, okay, so it's really a bigger process, but it's also so that you aren't scared when you hear certain sounds come out your mouth. You ever had that experience, Veronica?
Yes, yes. When we get together with other people, is the fact that, you know, if we're with somebody long enough, we start sounding more and more alike. When you and I get together, by the end of the weekend, it's really hopeless because we sound much more identical than we do if we've been apart for a couple of months.
This is true.
Is that part of what we do to identify?
It's part of how we match energies. So it's not only identifying, but it's matching energies. And so that can tell you if you want to. Okay? If you're aware of that, it gives you choices. So I want to leave you all with this. Your voice matters. Pay attention to how you use it. Work with it. feel free to contact me if you wish to work further with it. Thank you so very much, Veronica, for being my mirror.
Oh, you're welcome. It was fun.
And we'll continue celebrating next week, looking at ordinary life. And for this week, speak your greatness. And thank you so very much for listening. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to A Call to Greatness. To contact Victoria, visit spiritalive.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another profound hour on The Call to Greatness with Victoria Post.